Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Sorry for the technical difficulties. How are you guys this morning? I hope you guys are beautiful and blessed and highly favored and all of that good stuff. Go ahead and load up the comments for the good morning shout outs. What did I want to say this morning? I just want to say that this is going to be a very interesting and open conversation. I definitely want you guys to chime in on this. I've been doing a little research with really what's going on globally. And I really think that we should have this conversation so we can prepare ourselves. So my morning motivators and my morning motivation crew can just start thinking a little differently than maybe the average person, especially my American viewers, because I feel like we are shown things differently and we're, you know, things are presented to us differently than throughout the world. So I think that it's very important for us to pay attention to. And then if my international watchers are watching, then you guys chime in also, because you guys have a different perspective. You guys get different information, different narratives, and all of that stuff. So I really, really want to dive into this topic, which is we have to be more future focused, especially because we're in a very different time and a time of opportunity, a time that's a little scary, but there's always opportunity in the midst of something like this. So I'm going to go ahead and say this morning's prayer. You guys go ahead and load up the comments for your good morning shout outs. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day, a beautiful and blessed day. I ask that everybody listen with open minds and open hearts, and that whatever I say is through you, and that you implant something in them so they can go and do their own research and find this information on their own. But I think it's time for us to have a little mental shift. And I think that, you know, with your help, that we can do that in the most productive and peaceful way. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. And if anytime you guys disagree or you know more information, please put it in the comments. I am only one person and I'm still continuing to do my research. So I want to make sure that I have everything necessary for you guys. You guys can go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Make sure you guys subscribe to this channel and make sure you guys comment so that YouTube knows that you guys like this kind of content, and they continue to show and push this content out to as many people as possible, because we want to grow the crew. We want to grow the community. But thank you so much for joining me each and every day. Let's get to the shout out. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Nelson. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Nastasia. Good morning, Lilio girl. Good morning, Valerie. If you guys are new or this is your first time watching live, let me know where you're watching from. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning. But I need advice. Let's see. Okay, DM me, because I want to get off topic today, but DM me, Valerie, and we'll talk about it, if that's okay. And here's my Instagram. Only reason is because this topic is super, super crucial and very different. So I want to make sure that I give you guys this information this morning, but please DM me on Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, clear, am I okay? Good morning, Lacey. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, guys, so let's get into it. So I was listening. It's breaking up, really? Here, let me refresh. If it shuts down, I will come back, okay? Let me just see what's going on and why this is doing that. Good morning. Let's refresh. Let's see. Okay, how about now? Is it better? Sorry, you guys, for the interruption, but good morning. It's good. Okay, let's hope, let's pray. We don't have any technical difficulties like we did that other day. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I was watching, I shared it on my for my community page. Again, you guys, please follow me on, please subscribe to this channel because I share videos all the time that I think are very helpful, give you guys a different point of view, a different perspective. And I came across the Earn Your Leisure in 19 Keys on the Breakfast Club. And they had a very interesting conversation and a conversation that I feel is very important for us to have, especially because we talk about so much in our day-to-day lives, right? And I always tell you guys, focus on now, be the best you can today, and do whatever you can to improve your life today, which is super important. Like, I'm not taking away from anything I've ever said on this channel thus far, at least on this show thus far. However, because of everything that's going on in the world and that we're in such a critical and crucial time, I really want us all to really be paying attention and preparing for what's to come. I think that in other countries, they're way more future focused than we are here in America, especially my American viewers. And if we don't pay attention to what's going on economically, if we don't pay attention to what's going on globally, then what I'm worried about is the America that we know now is not going to be the America that we know in the next 20 to 50 years. Like, it's already changing so much and we don't know how things are going to play out. I'm not speaking on behalf of the military. I'm not speaking on behalf of the news or the government. I'm speaking from my personal point of view, what I've noticed over the years, what I've learned, what I've researched. And I want you to go and do your own research. I want you to go and pay attention and start looking at history and start really understanding global economics a little bit more. If you guys have not already, please, please, please start looking into crypto, NFTs, understanding what's going on economically. And the reason why this is so important, especially to my American viewers, is if you guys have known, if you guys don't know, the American dollar, any currency has, how can I put this? I don't want to dumb it down too much, but has a certain value to it. Let's just say that, right? So the American dollar has a value to it. Now, at one point, America's dollar was exceeding a lot of other currencies globally. Now we're behind the euro and we're starting to lose value. That's why crypto was, well, not that wasn't really the reason why crypto was invented, but crypto was invented so it wouldn't be regulated. So the government had less control over what necessarily, you know, held value. Even Bitcoin is now more valuable technically than the dollar. And there's so many reasons why this is important for us. Say if you're a person, right? And say if you don't think about anything else but now, and you're only consumed with getting American dollars. You're only consumed with getting whatever your current currency is, right? If all were to go to SHIT and we had to start over, or excuse me, if everything went down south, say the dollar lost a lot of value. So not only does the dollar lose value, right? So work with me here, y'all. Not only does the dollar lose value, everything that we own also loses value and everything else goes up. That's why you guys see inflation. Everything is costing more. Percy gets on here and says rent is too high. Real estate is high right now. You guys can probably tell by your grocery bills that even grocery prices are increasing. Gas prices are high right now because of the war that's going on in Russia and Ukraine and other global factors. But everything that goes on globally impacts us in our day-to-day lives, right? So say if the dollar goes down and we're still working only for the American dollar, we only have the American dollar to our disposal. We don't have any crypto. We don't have any other investments, gold, technology, anything like that, right? If all we have is that we're just working for the American dollar and the American dollar goes down, that can be a it's economically devastating for a family. Do you guys understand what I'm talking about? So say if me and my family, we didn't invest, we just focused on starting a business, only focusing on getting American dollars. Fast forward 15 years from now, right? We still have a gas car. And I know some people are extra against electric cars and I understand why. However, we still only have gas cars. We're still only consumed with American currency, and the rest of the world is going like this, right? And the American dollar is going like this. And I'm not an economics professor. I'm not saying this is going to happen. This is just a scenario. And all we have is American dollars in our pockets or in our bank accounts, pretty much. We don't invest in crypto. We're not investing in any type of foreign exchange stocks. We're not really paying attention to what's going on globally. And we continue to decline. And these other countries are continuing to get stronger and more powerful. And their currency is going up and ours go down. Do you see the economic power that we once had as a country is not the same as it is now? And it's being projected that it won't be the same in the future. Now, why is this important for you to understand, and it's important to you to know? So say if this family that was dependent only on American dollars started investing in crypto, NFTs, they did their research, right? And they made sure that they diversified their portfolios. So as the American dollar is going down and maybe they're losing American currency or dollar power, I should say, but they're good in other parts of their portfolio. Maybe gold goes up because gold is sold globally. Maybe they invested in a water company and the water company is doing well. Whatever the case may be, whatever their portfolio is, then they're going to be economically in a better position than the family that only relied on the American dollar. Does that make sense? Charlene says, good morning. Hello, I'm Indian and I watch you every day. Oh, thank you so much. And this may not, and for some people, because you guys do watch globally, this may not be where you are, but I still want us all pay attention globally. Good morning. I saw it started at 8:15 start time. Yes, I messed up. It was some technical difficulties. No worries. We are here now. Russia produces the most fertilizer in the world, and now they announce that they are not going to sell it to America. Therefore, food prices are going to be increased by a lot. Exactly, Charlene. So as we see these things, good morning. As we see these things, right, this is telling me, if I'm somebody who is paying attention to this, right? What this is telling me is I need to start producing my own food, which we can in America. If we have the property, if we have the land, even if we don't have a lot of land, we can still be learning at least how to create and generate our own food sources, which is going to be extremely important for Americans, I think, especially because our food is not the best. Let's just keep it a buck. But I definitely feel like all of these little tiny things are extremely, extremely important for us to pay attention to. I'll give you guys another one. So for instance, I was in Jamaica a few years ago and I was noticing how there were so many just mixed people. And I was like, wow, I never knew that there was an Asian population in Jamaica. And come to find out, China owns a lot of Jamaican property. China, what China is doing globally is they're buying up real estate all over the Western Hemisphere. They've been economically strong. Million countries are in debt to them, including America. They're gaining economic power every single day. And I'm not a politician and I'm not the most knowledgeable in this area, but if you start paying attention to little things like that, right? If they are buying up everything for the most part in the Western Hemisphere, the people who used to own that land don't have power over that land. The people who used to, like for instance, the Jamaican airport, I heard from that video, is now owned by China. So say if China wants to say, hey, we're no longer allowing Americans into Jamaica. Do you understand how crucial, even though that's something to some people very small, it's a very crucial and it's a lot of power to have. So what we should be doing as people is we should be future focused. Yes, we're getting to our dreams and we're aligning and all of that's great. But what, let's just say, God forbid, those dreams don't come true because we're now pushed into a different type of time. Look at Ukraine. You know, I'm sure they also had vision boards. I'm sure they also had dreams and aspirations and things that they wanted to do. And their world got flipped upside down by political powers that be. So although, yes, because we're quote unquote okay right now, and it's okay to not live in fear. I'm not telling anybody to live in fear. You know, we serve God, we live for God, right? Especially if you're a person of God, and God is fluid to whatever you believe it is, right? So I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about just your personal relationship with your higher being, whoever that is to you. So we don't live in fear, but we're smart and we're wise and we prepare and we pay attention. Take some time to listen to global news, not CNN, not Fox, not, well, CNN is pretty okay here in America, but really pay attention to what you're listening to. Like, I love NPR news because it's very unbiased. They just give you facts. There's a lot of global news station. I think BBC may be one of them also, but really start paying attention. Really, really start paying attention. Percy says, good morning, beautiful. Sorry, I'm off topic, but a young lady said that she's with a blood clot in her lung and had to pay bills. I want to make sure to donate on her behalf, if I may. If that is for, okay, we'll definitely get to it, okay? I'm so sorry. I didn't see that, but we'll definitely get to it. Please DM me. And Percy, DM me too, please. I just definitely don't want to get off this topic because this is very, very important. I will do you guys' comments, especially if it's about this topic. And if anything else is going on, then we will talk about it either in my DMs or later in the show. But the reason why this is so important, right, especially for us here in America, is instead of us spending our money on clothes, we should probably be investing them in other things. Instead of us going out to eat and partying, and not to say to not enjoy your life, but I want us to be a little bit more economically savvy because we're in a very different time right now. You know, we're not, this isn't the same type of situation that we were dealing with when we went to war a few years ago. This type of war and the things that are going on now have way more futuristic, I guess, futuristic hardships than we've ever seen before. You know, this isn't the time of our grandparents or anything that we have ever experienced. If you really pay attention, a lot of powers are shifting in the world. So that could even mean maybe planning to relocate to another country. I'm not telling you guys to live in fear, but something to think about. You know, there are people that are relocating to Africa and different places. And I'm not saying that this country is a bad country, but we have to make sure that we're being smart for ourselves and our families, that we're paying attention to what's going on globally, that we, again, don't live in fear, but we're preparing, that we're storing up, that we're using our money wisely to make great investments to ensure that we are prepared. You know, we don't want to be so now focused because we have a tendency to do that in America. We have a tendency to put blinders on and be like, you know, we're good. So, and I mean, I'm sure we're not the only ones. I can only speak for my culture, right? But we can have a tendency to put blinders on to where we're not paying attention, and it can devastate us in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, right? We're trying to create the lives that we want to live and sustain, especially if we're having children, especially if we're having, we want to produce these families and we want to keep the lineage going on. And I'm not a fortune teller. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows but God. But it doesn't hurt us to prepare. So say if none of that happens, right? That's the worst case scenario. What if none of that happens and you've diversified your portfolio anyway? Then good. Do you know what I mean? Then you have a healthy stock portfolio or a healthy financial portfolio to fall back on anyway. So either way, preparing is not a bad thing. Preparing is still good. Preparing will just allow you to be prepared. It will allow you just to have safe havens in place, just to understand what's going on. So if you're thinking about relocating, you know, travel to that country while we have time. Do start preparing your household. You know, start really paying attention to where you spend your money on. You know, if you like going out and you like, you know, doing little leisure travels, maybe scaling it back a little bit so then you can invest that money into different things and different resources, because we don't know what it's going to look like in 5-10 years. A lot of stuff has been predicted. So we should go see what those predictions are, because they have been predicted by some very smart people that pay attention to economics, that pay attention to history, that pay attention to world power. But the rest of the world is really paying attention. And I think that's what's going to be a lot of our shortfall. What I don't want to see is a movie type scene go on, where we've seen a lot of really crazy movies over the years, like where it's the end of the world and all of these crazy things are happening. I definitely believe there may be some truth in that. You know, I definitely believe that creativity comes from somewhere. You know, somebody had to think it. Somebody had to come up with the idea. Somebody was implanted with the vision to execute those type of films. So although we don't know, and again, don't live in fear, because there's no point, because we don't know what tomorrow brings, but we can prepare. You know, that's why we talked about stockpiling our homes. You know, making sure when you go grocery shopping, get an extra canned good or two, get a couple extra bags of rice or beans or whatever the case may be. Really start preparing for worst case scenarios. You know, I'm so pro electric car. My honey is so anti, but I feel like there's nothing wrong with getting one electric car and one gas car, because we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we don't know what the future is going to hold. Right now, people with electric cars are chilling. Gas prices are up. They're like, not really, you know, I'm okay. So it just depends on you and your plans, but I want you guys to pray on it. I want you guys to really do your research. I want you guys to start researching NFTs, crypto, stocks, and economic dollars and economic power, and pay attention to what's going on in these big countries. Because somebody might say, well, I'm not going to worry about that. What if China did take over? Then what? Then the freedom and everything that we have is not really free anymore. You know, and I'm not speaking on anybody's behalf. I don't know. I don't know anybody's plans. I don't know anything. But if you pay attention, that's why I would say we have to really open our eyes and pay attention to what's going on around us. It's just like, say if you bought a house in a neighborhood, right? When you bought it, all the neighbors were pleasant. Everything was good. Everybody cut their grass. And you slowly but surely started seeing your neighbors leaving the neighborhood, right? Houses are now all for sale. They're empty. And the people that are starting to move in are not the same people, are not the same like-mindedness. They don't keep their grass up, and you're starting to see pockets of things happening. Is that going to make you comfortable or uncomfortable? Is that going to make you want to stay in that neighborhood or not stay? Is that going to, you know, that could be a few things. I mean, your property value could go down. There's a whole bunch of different aspects that take into consideration. But if you were ignorant to it and just kept living your life, you might wake up and now you're not in the same neighborhood, or the neighborhood went to SHIT, sugar, honey, iced tea, and you no longer have the same value in your house. Now your house has lost value because you didn't sell at the right time. I'm so thankful that I bought my house when I did. And that's why things happen so quickly now. When I bought my house, there was no economic issues. There weren't any, you know, actually homes were really, really low. You know, interest rates were really, really low. There were no bidding wars for homes. But I had started the process 2 years prior. Thank God I did, because now rent is going up and my mortgage gets to stay the same. But had I not prepared, and if I would have just been like, well, I'll just buy a house when I buy a house, or I'll worry about that later, then I would have missed out on a very, very good opportunity, which I had no idea was a good opportunity at the time. I just prepared myself, you know, so really start preparing for the life that you want to create. If you know that, God forbid, things pop off here in America, or things pop off around the world, that you have enough money and the passport and the whatever and the connections in another country to dip and do your own thing with your family, to go start a whole different type of life somewhere else. You know, there's so many countries that are thriving, that have better qualities of life. Will there be a different culture shock? Of course. Will it be uncomfortable? Of course. America has a great way of keeping us very, very narrow-minded, very ignorant to think that we live the best and we have the best. And, you know, and all those things may be true in certain aspects, but there are some countries out there that are thriving, that they're living in peace, that they're living in harmony. And I'm not anti-America, so I don't want to get on here and people are like, well, she's against it. No, I'm not. However, we have no idea what could happen later on. We have no idea what we could, what could have. So why not prepare? Why not invest? Why not investigate? Why not pay attention, plan? Because we can have multiple plans in action, you know, and then worst case scenario, if nothing happens, and you can sit back and you're like, well, shoot, I have a visa over here. You know, I have a citizenship over here. I got land over here. I got money stacked up over here. I got crypto over here. I got NFTs over here. And now you're big chilling. Or worst case scenario does happen. Now you have opportunities. Now you can, you have leverage. Now you can move, right? You know, the dollar is losing value all the time. You know, and minimum wage is still the same. So people aren't even earning the same amount of money. You know, the dollar used to be way more, have way more power to it. Now the euro has a lot of power behind it. You know, so paying attention and start doing your research. And I understand that a lot of us are trying to survive. I understand a lot of us are really like, Brady, I'm just trying to get a job. Like, I get it, all that stuff's going on. I'm just trying to get a job. However, we have to pay attention because wouldn't you rather be prepared than not prepared? Wouldn't you want to see what's coming versus reacting? And a lot of times, especially us people of color, hello, we're always reacting to something. You know, we're always seeing this. We should have known that the market in real estate was going to skyrocket after having such a low time and people were just starting to buy. Of course, if you know business, when the demand is high, prices increase. You know, now other countries can tell us how much gas is going to be because now the demand is high, especially with the news freaking us out. You know what I mean? So really pay attention to global things, not just the news, especially not our local news. Hello. You know, pay attention, turn it on and just see what's going on. Read some headlines, research, Google. What's going on here? How do I start this? What do I need to know about this? How does crypto work? How do NFTs work? Who's talking about it? How do I invest? You know, some people ask me, well, what do I invest in? Y'all, I'm not a financial advisor. I love y'all. I'm a life coach. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a host. I'm only telling you guys this because I feel like I have an obligation to speak to people that listen to me. I don't think it's fair for me to have all this information and to know what's going on and to not share it and not have a platform because I care about you guys. So in order for me to do my job, I have to make sure you guys are good too. I don't have all the answers. I don't know what's the best, this and that and this and this. All I'm going to do is do the best for my family and prepare my family as much as I can. And I want you guys to do the same. So while you're striving for the jobs and you're striving for all this, maybe it's not the best time to buy Chanel. You know, when I hear, you know, oh, bags and stuff are investments, which they can be if the economy is doing well, right? You're like, oh, I want a bag because it's an investment. I want a Louis bag or a Chanel bag because it's an investment. The right bag, yes, and we've talked about that a little bit. However, if the American dollar goes down or there is a global crisis, nobody's going to care about luxury items. I learned that during the pandemic, when I no longer cared about, that's why I really don't really care about luxury items. That's why you guys don't see me buy it. That's why you guys don't see me unbox it. Do I like luxury items? Of course I do. Of course, I love them. I love going into stores. I talked to you guys about, you know, going and trying on all the luxurious things. But I don't want us, especially my girls or my women that watch this, and we're just putting our money in our closets because if some crap pops off and the pandemic was hitting everybody. So everybody was in the same boat. This was the first time in our existence that the entire world was on the same page. That the entire world was focused on one thing. And luckily it wasn't a war, But I no longer cared about what was in my closet. I cared about the food that I had. I cared about the shelter that I had. I cared about the family and the people that was around me. That was more important to me. So bags and shoes and stuff and clothes weren't no longer a concern. And y'all think about where we were back then. Think about when the pandemic popped off. Were you worried about the sale that was going on in Fashion Nova? Were you caring about the album that was dropping? No, everybody cared about their safety. People didn't know if they breathed air, if they were going to drop dead. Nobody knew anything. So we're kind of going towards this type of time, to so to speak, but in a different way. Now it's being controlled by people. I think that pandemic happened to chill us out for a second. I personally think, and God, please let, when I say this, take this with a grain of salt, especially my people that like lost people. I'm not diminishing this. I'm talking about it on a bigger level and on a molecular level for the world. I think it just brought everybody down. Like, hey, y'all need to chill out a little bit. That's what I think, like globally anyways, not personally, but globally. So if we can look at how we were, good morning. If we can look at how scared maybe we were or how unimportant things were, we need to have pandemic brains, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense? Like, whatever we cared about during the pandemic should be what we care about now. Because if we weren't caring about bags and stuff like that, then we shouldn't be caring about it now. Again, not to say don't enjoy your life. Enjoy your life to the fullest. However, instead of spending $1,000, $3,000, X amount of hundreds of dollars on that bag, maybe you go get some crypto. Maybe, you know, you pay attention and pay for a class and invest in yourself. Or maybe you save your money and you go take a trip to another country and look at real estate over there. You know, I was watching somebody who bought a house in Bali in cash. I shared it on my community page as well. The fact that she had the cash to do that was a lot of delayed gratification. So although we might be want to go pop bottles with our friends or go on these trips and go do this and do this and do this. And again, not to say you shouldn't, not to say that you can't enjoy your life. I want nobody to live in fear. I want you to enjoy your life, but pay attention, like do both. Prepare and enjoy your life as much as we can. Because if we're just stuck in now and thinking that things are going to go great now and we're putting our money in the wrong place, God forbid, what if the world went to crap, right? What if all hell broke loose and all we could put on is whatever we had on our back? You think that you're going to be going to that closet and grabbing those Chanel bags and grabbing? No, you're going to be grabbing your cash. You're going to be grabbing, the resource you need to live and sustain. So really pay attention to what we're putting our money in. Really pay attention to what we're doing with our free time and making sure that we take at least a few minutes out of each day to learn about what's going on, learn about where we should be saving and investing our money. Because if we think that that our lives are going to look the same in the next 10 to 20 years, they will not. I think this will be a very different country. I think this will be a very different world. This is just my personal predictions. Again, I'm just Brittany. Y'all do your own research, start paying attention, start looking at what countries are buying where, what countries have the best life value outside of your current country, because you never know. You never know when you may have to be like, you know what, we're out, or, you know, I got to go do something. But wouldn't you want to prepare for that? Wouldn't it be nice that, God forbid, that did happen, worst case scenario, that you were able to buy a ticket, get your family and go, and you know, other people in that country, you know that you can stay at Greg's house or you can do X, Y, and Z and you can move around and you weren't reacting. Because if you didn't prepare and you didn't have the money to get the tickets and you didn't know anybody and you didn't and you're back in your home country scrambling. Just saying, we really should really, 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 really pay attention to these things, you guys. So I know that this isn't motivational, but I feel it's super, super, super important. Ashley says, learning at the world freaks me out. Watching the news and stuff is depressing. It can be, but don't allow it to. You know, we allow things to change us or to affect us, right? So if you're watching something and it's a little depressing, turn it off and come back. But don't shut it down to where ignorance is bliss, right? Yes, we don't want to always consume it. I'm not saying watch it 24/7. I'm not saying that you should only focus on devastating things. No, but there is economic news, you know, where they're talking about economics. There are, you know, there's real estate news. There's other types of news. You know, there's global news. Hey, what's going on in this country? What's going on in Senegal? What's going on in South Africa? What's going on in Asia? Like, there's other news. You don't have to watch like local person's house burned down. I get it. It can be. But don't allow your discomfort to keep you ignorant and to keep you in the dark, because we don't want to be reactive to anything that's going on in life. So I know it's a little depressing, but I'm here to tell you guys that this is the life that we live in. Everything is not going to be rainbows and sunshine. God did not promise us a carefree life. You know, we should know what's going on with our brothers and sisters around the world. We really should. Shamber says, yes, I am staying prepared for sure, because we don't know what's going to happen. I am determined my next check and to get a passport. I am so happy for you. Exactly. Everybody should be having, if you don't have a passport, you need a passport. Everybody should have a passport. Yes, it's tedious. Yes, time consuming. Yes, it's a little money. Everybody should have a passport. Ashley Johnson, I understand. I used to be the same way, but if you're religious, these things were going to happen. So we just have to keep our faith. Yes. And not live in fear. I love that. Thank you, Shiamber. That's true. The Bible said it was going to happen, y'all. And think about history, right? When we hear, like, when we look at biblical times, right? And we hear this country was in power for 300 years. 300 years in the span of a lifetime, I mean, in span of God's time, is not a long time. But we may be in a point in history where one country was in power for X amount of Z years, and then another country came. We just may be in a chapter in history that maybe people will be reading or, you know, teleporting about it. I don't know, you know, but we have to really pay attention to the time we're in right now. Yes, I always thought America was the best country until I saw other countries and how they live. They work less and have more time for their life outside of work. You never know. You might go to another country and thrive and like, wow, this is what feels like home. I watch so many people that live around the world globally, even if they've lived in America, and they're like, this country here is the best. And they don't talk, they never say America. They've lived other places and they're like, oh, I live here because Bali just brings me so much peace and the people are so nice and it's so safe. Like, you never know. And the cost of living is cheaper. The food is fresher. We just never know. Hey, Lacey, good morning. Lacey says, absolutely. I plan on selling a lot of clothes, bags, and shoes I have, and investing in money back into actual assets. I love that. We have to be investing in assets, you guys. Good morning, Lauren. Authenticating Beauty says, I've been reading more of the Old Testament since the pandemic started, and I definitely get what you mean by the global. Yeah, we need to chill out. I feel like the world, everybody was doing too much. I think by 2020, I think in 2019, and I don't know, I'm not God, so I'm not speaking for God, but I really think that the world was just doing way too much. And somehow God was like, okay, y'all chill out, calm down. Now, everything else that came about it with the vaccine, and I don't think that he meant for all of that to pop off. I think that was man driven, but I think that it was more so for us to just be at home, chill out. And I think people and man made it way worse than it was intended to be. I really do believe that. I really think man made that whole situation worse because they were thinking about dollars and not thinking about people. That's my personal opinion, though. I've learned during the pandemic that spending things on unnecessary stuff is okay sometimes, because I learned to focus more on investments. Yeah, and it's just your intention. Again, I'm not telling you guys to be perfect. I'm not telling you guys to like, I'm not having fun no more. I have to get prepared for something I don't know about. No, not saying that. However, you know, I still, again, enjoy your life, but let's all start paying attention. Let's all start preparing for what's to come or what may not come, because you never know. That's why we have emergency savings, right? We have emergency savings because you never want to get down to your last dollar. You never want to get down to zero. I don't care if all your bills are due. You never give away all your money. You know, we just don't do that. Shamber says, yes, man always makes things more than it should be with the V and the C. I agree. I feel like a lot of people would still be here if it weren't for man. And that's just my personal opinion. I don't think the C did damage. I think man did damage. But that's, again, my personal opinion. The pandemic was definitely a sign to reevaluate our lives. And it was so clear that it could be disputed. Yeah. I feel like the pandemic, if it didn't teach us anything, is to, one, always be prepared. Two, life is not promised, that we don't have as much control over our lives as we think we do. And I want people to pay attention to that too, especially political powers that be. The fact that we can't even say those words and we're in America where we're supposed to have freedom of speech. I'm just saying, that should tell you a lot in a nutshell. So I hope you guys are really saving your money, investing as much as possible, learning as much as possible. Again, just take one or two days and just watch a video from, you know, just about something that you want to see or you need to learn about. Or even watch videos about other countries. Y'all, other countries are so dope. I cannot wait to really go out there and travel and really figure out, because I've always wanted dual citizenship. I've always wanted to live possibly in another country. So just going out there and seeing what countries have to offer. And then also going to another country and setting up maybe possibly a business. You know, if you're going to miss, quote unquote, your American food, why don't you make an American? I remember Jadena was talking about this a few years ago before the pandemic. He was talking about how a lot of Black Americans, especially Black Americans, could go to Africa, set up communities to where we sell each other the stuff that we have here. You know, if we go there, of course, the food is going to be different. So we can make a African-American community in America where we have our own traditions and our own food, while also still enjoying and incorporating the local traditions and the local food. Just like they come to America and set up Chinatowns and they set up little Koreatown and they set up, you know, African communities in America. We can do the same thing in other countries. We don't have to be stuck to this country, you guys, or stuck in a place where, you know, we have to. That's why it's very important to travel and see and hear and talk to other people and experience different cultures, because you'll see that, wow, some of our ways are really not that cool, are really very selfish and are really not that great. And this is not a PSA to crap on America. I do love this country because this is where I'm from. This is all that I know most of my life. This is where my family is. This is the language and the culture that I'm a part of. However, it's not, there's other ones. It's like a pack of Skittles, right? Your favorite color might be the red one, you know, or your favorite Starburst might be the pink one, but the other flavors aren't bad either, you know? So you can love one thing, two can be the same. You can love one thing and still want to explore something else, or still want to see what else is out there, still want to, you know, have experienced different things in life. Who knows? But I definitely feel like we should be preparing. I definitely feel like we should be investing. And again, maybe not in the stock market, may not be the place that you invest in. Pay attention to what you're investing in. You want less volatile stocks. So I would not invest in like a company like Verizon, for instance. You know, I would look at a company, Amazon, just split their stocks. I would look at a company like Apple, you know, depending on if all their manufacturing is in China, maybe, maybe not. You know, will China say, hey, America, you know what? I'm not giving y'all nothing no more. So y'all figure it out. I don't think they would get that crazy. But we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. So just pay attention, people. All I'm saying is just pay. I just want everybody to pay attention and do what's best for them. I cannot give everybody answers. Everybody has a different situation. Everybody has a different circumstance. But we have to be more future focused when we are doing what we're doing now. Our children, my children are going to be exposed to tech. You know, they're going to go to tech camps. Especially if they show an interest in the computer, if they show an interest in things, I want my children to learn coding because that's the future. You know, unless my child is extremely different, then we'll figure it out then. But I feel like we are very behind in our thinking because we've always had a cush life. Americans, especially, we've always had it easy. Even us Black folks, not to say that everything was fair, but compared to other countries and what other people had to go through at times. And then sometimes they've had a better life, you know, but we've, you know, especially our generation, we've always had the internet for the most part, you know, being a kid, internet came when I was a little kid. So we've always had the internet. We've always had things that at our disposal. We've always had libraries. So I feel like we've taken a lot for granted, but while we're aware, we're no longer ignorant. We're waking up. We're paying attention. We can be doing our research. Research other countries. Like, just what is China doing right now? Let me go find out. What's Russia doing right now? Let me go find out. What's Korea doing? Let me go find out. What's Thailand doing? Let me go find out. What's Singapore doing? Let me go find out. It's too easy for us to do that, you guys. It's too easy for us to pick up our phones because everybody has a cell phone. Everybody. And figure out what's going on globally. Just taking a little time. Hey, what companies do I align with that makes sense? Pray on it. Pray on everything, y'all. Pray on everything. What can I really put my attention to that's going to yield me fruits and assets in the future? You know, buying land in another country is not hard. You know, if you know what you're doing, but all it takes is figuring it out. Y'all, we can figure out anything that we want to do. People figure out how to get surgery every single day. They figure out how to make their booties bigger and their breasts bigger every single day. We can figure out how to buy land in another country. We can figure out how to get a passport. We can figure out what's going on. The thing about it is when we want to make something happen, we make it happen. Hello. We wanted them J's in high school. We figured it out. You know what I mean? It also showed us that we are human and no one is better than anyone. Absolutely. This pandemic taught me, yes, people are famous and all of that, but they had to chill just like we did in their homes. Absolutely. Nobody's more important than the next person. No country is more important than the next country. You know, we all are in this together. We're all people of God. We're all his children. So that's why I find it's, even though I have a global platform, that I feel it's very important for me to talk, especially to my American viewers, because I feel like we get put in the dark a lot. Luckily, we have so much access to things that we have it in excess, which sometimes stops us from learning and stops us from really understanding what goes on. And then because we know that news can be skewed and the way the narrative is told, that we have to be cautious and careful of that too. So we just want to make sure that we are preparing you guys. I want to make sure that you guys are really, really thinking future into the future. I really, really want us to be thinking about worst case scenarios just in case. Again, not to freak you out, not to scare you. Y'all, I'm calm. I'm not worried about it because if anything were to happen, God got me. I'm kind of like, But we seen what happened and that was 2 years ago. So imagine if we spent 2 years preparing. Imagine spending 2 years preparing because I don't think anything's going to happen overnight. I think whatever's going to happen, we're going to see coming. I don't think it's going to be a shock, a surprise, an invasion, so to speak. Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. But We definitely want to be prepared. Okay, we definitely want to have our ducks in a row, things in place, so that if anything were to happen, that we're prepared. Whether we have to stay home, we're prepared. Whether we have to, you know, go somewhere else, we're prepared. Now, how long is that going to take? I don't know. How much should you save? I don't know. How much should you invest? I don't know. How much? I don't know. Everybody has to do that for themselves. We're all adults. We all have to take responsibility for our lives. All I'm doing is I'm just the messenger. I was listening. I've shared it on my community page. So make sure you guys are paying attention. You know, I shared it on my community page. So make sure you're subscribed. So you see the things that I post, because I try to post important things. I try not to flood you guys with too much, but I try to post things that I'm like, they might get something out of this, or they might hear something, because I'm not the expert in this area, but these people are. You know, that's why I always share, like, if we have a certain topic that's going on, if I've spoken about a topic and I see somebody else talked about that and they have a different perspective or a different narrative or a different way they say it, I try to share it either on Instagram or here on YouTube, so that you guys get all the information from different sources and different people. Okay, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know where the world's going to lead. You just never know. You never know. And you want to be prepared. You want to pay attention. And luckily, we have people that look like us now that are the ones saying these things. It's not just one diaspora of people. It's not just one demographic of people. We have several different demographics talking about what's going on. So you can pick who you want to listen to. Just like you guys picked me, you can pick anybody else, you know? So I definitely want you guys to pay attention, to be mindful, to start looking at history, what's been done in the past, because history always repeats itself. What happened in other times and other wars. You know, we are at a turn of a century where money is going to change. So that's another thing. I want us to be prepared financially, because say if you're only focused on the US dollar and the dollar depreciates in value and it no longer has its value, then what? Then that dollar turns into 50 cents, 75 cents, 25 cents. When if maybe we had some euro or something else. Just saying. Ashley says, you're right, because didn't Obama say that that whole speech about COVID before it happened, and we were just continue life without life and not prepared? Yeah, I feel like, and remember we talked about the sifting of things. I think there are people that are going to stay sleeping and they're going to stay zombies and going to stay doing them. And I think that they're going to be in a whirlwind of trouble. Good morning. I think they're going to be in a whirlwind of trouble, because I think that God is allowing us to prepare. I think he's giving us time. I think he's going like, hello, stuff is going on. Are y'all paying attention? Because think about it, the pandemic was 2 years. Well, we're still in a global pandemic technically, right? But it happened this time 2 years ago. It's mind blowing to think about that this time in March, 2 years ago, around this exact time 2 years ago, it was when the entire world was changing. This is when people started really being like, what is going on? Some of us were still like, it ain't affecting me, whatever. But a couple weeks later, it affected everybody. It affected all of our jobs. It affected all of our living situations, how some people were even able to move about. Good morning. You know, it was so different, right? Remember, go back, y'all. Don't think about now, especially if you lived in the South and you had a lot of freedom, especially my Florida, my Georgia, my Texas folks. Don't think about how it is now, because we have a whole lot of freedom. We always had a lot of freedom during the pandemic. Let's just keep it a buck. In Georgia, it wasn't too much. We didn't really get locked down. I don't remember being in the house too much. I remember a little bit. It wasn't like LA or New York or certain places where they were just really bunkered in, right? Really think about your mentality this time 2 years ago. What were you thinking about? Did you have enough money? Were you fearful? Did you have enough food in your house? Like, were you able to prepare? Were you able to sustain? Really think about that. I think God is giving us time to prepare. So prepare. What Scar say? Be prepared. I think we have to prepare. And we're going to wish for the best and prepare for the worst. But again, I don't say this to freak anybody out. I don't know what's going on. I'm not a psychic. I'm just paying attention to the world. I'm paying attention to my intuition. I'm paying attention to history. Because when I was in Jamaica, that's when the light bulb really went off a couple years ago. When I went on I have a vlog where I went on vacation by myself, right? And that's when I started paying attention. I was like, there's these beautiful Jamaicans. Every Jamaican is beautiful, right? But I was like, there's these Jamaicans that are mixed with Asian. I was like, when did they start coming and setting up shop? And then I learned from the locals that there's a big Chinese population in Jamaica. And then the light bulb went off. Territory. Jamaica is closer to the west, is on the western side. It's on this side of the hemisphere. I mean, it's on this side of the world. So if I wanted to take over globally or take over certain countries, and it's in Africa, it's in a lot of places, I'm going to start buying land. I'm going to start having economic power in those places. So then when I want to flip the switch, either take over, invade, whatever, that I'm already in position. It's like chess. Y'all, China is playing the long game of chess. While we're over here on TikTok and dancing and carrying on and being ignorant, being blind and shopping and spending, and a lot is going on, y'all. We have to pay attention. So we're going to go ahead and close it. I'm going to read two more comments. Not to mention in the effect of our health, if possible, learning how to grow our own food and shop with local farmers. I love that, Lacey. Yes. So if you guys have homes, start learning how to garden. If you have any type of backyard space, that's one thing I'm kind of down about getting a townhome. Don't have a lot of yard space, but it's coming. I'm preparing. but my dad does. So yes, growing our own food, extremely important. Look at the past, plan for the future. Everything comes full circle. Thank you so much. And thank you to my, thank you for being a new subby. Go ahead and subscribe. Make sure you guys share these podcasts and share these broadcasts with anybody who may be listening. I'm sorry that this wasn't motivational on high level, you know, but I have to be real with y'all. I feel like it's my personal duty with this microphone to share everything I know. I wouldn't feel right if I knew what I knew and didn't tell you guys. You know, these are the conversations I have with my friends. These are conversations that I have with my family. And these are conversations we're going to have together. And every day will be a little different. Maybe we're going to talk about something else different tomorrow. But I pray that you guys took this to heart. I hope that this helped a little bit. I hope that it opened some people's eyes and helped a few people pay a little closer attention. But I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day. I will see you guys tomorrow. Guys, have a great one. Love you lots. Bye, y'all. Have a great day at work.